Welcome to Life Skills for Kids, Superstar Practical Strategies, your go-to podcast for surviving and thriving with your children. I'm your host, Deb Hopper, and as a parent and an occupational therapist, I understand the reality of getting through each day with the kids. Join me as we delve into tips, tricks, and strategies that you can use today. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Life Skills for Kids podcast. I'm your host, Deb Hopper, and today we are with the lovely Rebecca Spokes. How are you today, Rebecca?
Great, Deb. How are you?
I'm good. Rebecca, you are very passionate about pencil grip and handwriting and helping kids to be able to write easily and neatly. Tell me, you know, what's the big deal about pencil grip?
I guess the big thing with pencil grip is that if you don't have a good pencil grip or something that makes writing easy, you put so much effort into actually holding the pencil that you can't actually concentrate on thinking about what you're writing. And so in the early years, when kids are just learning to write, they've got to think about, how do I hold the pencil now? How do I form the letters? And I've got to somehow get some thoughts out in amongst it all. Mm-hmm. And so if we can get the pencil grip right early on, they then don't have to think about how they're holding the pencil. And as they get older, the problem we have if kids don't hold the pencil properly is their handwriting's really slow. They often complain of a really sore, painful hand. It's hard to continue writing for, you know, a three-hour English paper. But changing a pencil grip after about the age of 8 or 9 is really, really hard because it becomes a habit. So we really want to try and get it right to start with so that we're not trying to deal with the issue later down the track.
Absolutely. So is there like a right or a wrong pencil grip, or how do parents and teachers know, you know, if there is an issue?
This is certainly an interest area amongst OTs. There is lots and lots of talk about what is a right pencil grip, what is a wrong pencil grip. And I think most people understand that traditionally we had what we call a tripod pencil grip. So, you know, it's holding the pencil with three fingers, so your thumb, your index finger and your middle finger, right down towards the tip in a way that you can move it. But as adults, if you were to go into any workplace, even look around your own family and house, how many people actually hold their pencil like that? Very few. Most of us have developed something over the years that's a little bit easier for us to be able to hold the pencil. Some people still have that tripod pencil grip, and yes, biomechanically, it is the absolute ideal. It's the best way to hold a pencil for manoeuvrability as well as stability. But it's not the only one. And the most efficient pencil grip for a child is one that's actually going to help them write with speed, with legibility, and without pain. So there's actually probably about 4 that as OTs we call what a functional pencil grips. And so that's that first one, is that tripod pencil grip, the one that everyone knows about. For some people, they like to put both their thumb, their index finger, middle finger on the pencil and rest it against their ring finger. So, and it's what we call a quadrupod pencil grip. They're both pretty much the same thing. And all the difference is that there's a little bit more stability in the quadrupod than what the tripod is. So it's a little bit easier for kids. Then we get the other ones that are probably the most functional is what we call our thumb wrap grip. And we probably see a lot more kids with this today. And that's because kids' hands are not quite as well developed for holding a pencil by the time they start school as what they have been generations gone by. Times have changed. Play has changed in a big way. And so our bodies have evolved with that. And with that, so has the pencil grip. And so what we call is, you know, your thumb wrap, and it can be the same fingers as what the tripod or the quadrupod are, but the thumb wraps around the pencil. And the reason for that is that locks the pencil in place and provides a heap more stability than what the other two do. And so they're our main three that we tend to use. Sometimes kids will tuck their thumb rather than wrap it. It's pretty much the same thing. Or you will get this bit of an odd one where kids are putting the pen between their index finger and their middle finger. And that's just what we call an adaptive tripod grasp. We actually use this a lot for elderly patients that have a lot of arthritis in their thumbs. So it's quite acceptable, just not particularly common, but a lot of teachers freak out about it. But it's perfectly fine and works just the same way. So they're the ones that we like to try and encourage kids to develop, because we know that down the track they're going to be able to hold their pencil and be able to write for those long periods of time. We just have to be careful that they're not holding it really, really, really tight though, because any of those grips that are held really, really tight will cause a lot of pain and make it even harder to move the pencil around.
So why do they hold onto it tightly?
A number of different reasons can be is that their hands are really weak, so the muscles are just not strong enough in their hands, and so they're trying to compensate by holding onto that pencil really, really tight. For other kids is that they just haven't used their hands a great deal, so they don't have good awareness of their hands and the joints in their hands. And so they try and really hold that pencil tight to get a bit more feedback. Or they've got really loose joints, so it's the same thing. They're trying to get that extra feedback. My biggest thing I found is it's the wrong type of pencil for the child. So as adults, we tend to have a preference between thin pens or fat pens, ones that have got bumps on it, ones that are really smooth. Some will prefer to have a felt tip pen versus a ballpoint pen versus a gel pen. As adults, we actually develop a preference. And if you have a look at the pens that you always buy, you'll find that they're almost the same type because it's what you're comfortable with.
Yeah.
There's a bit of an expectation for kids that they will go from the fat pens to the thin pens, or fat pencils to thin pencils, by about grade two, grade three. And some kids are never ready for it. And so the pencil itself might not be the right size for them, that they're holding onto it extra tight because they're not feeling really, really comfortable. Sometimes a simple exploring different writing tools can be enough to change how much pressure they're holding onto a pencil or how they're actually holding it.
So it can be a really simple solution.
Very, very simple. And yeah. I'm not affiliated with Officeworks, but I love the fact that now that most of them have a pen station where you can go and trial heaps of different pens. And so especially for the older kids that have their pen license, but I see that they've also got a lot of pencils in there now. Take them down there and let them have a go and see which one they feel comfortable with. And you'll probably notice a big difference in how they hold their pencil simply by changing the pen or the pencil that they're using.
Yeah, it's funny how you mentioned that we do have our pen favourites. I know my husband goes to a conference once a year normally at Mantra, and they had the best pens.
So he's flogs them all?
The best pen for me in the world.
I know my husband, whenever he goes anywhere and he finds the big fat pens, he comes home with as many as he can because they're the ones that I prefer.
Yep.
So I've got stash from everywhere, but yep. They're great.
Yep. Oh, that's awesome. Okay. So how do we move someone if they have a pencil grip that we're concerned with, or if they are holding on too tight? You've mentioned that trying different pens and pencils can be helpful, but are there any other tricks for helping them to get a more, not more correct, but a more functional pencil grip?
This really depends on the age of the child. So if we're talking of, you know, preschoolers, kindergarten kids, where they're just learning to write, my first question is how much exposure have they had to drawing? The art of drawing is really their first go at learning to write, because they're learning how to hold a pencil and everything. And so I often start with them just trying to get them to do lots more drawing. And there is a bit of a natural development that happens with children that once they are exposed and practice and do a lot more drawing, they will develop something that's a lot more functional and easier to use the pencil. That's human nature. We always try and find the easiest, most efficient way to do things, regardless of what it is. Yeah. And it actually is with kids as well, with learning to draw.
I really like that. Is the reason that drawing helps partly, and we're going to talk about this in more in depth next week, is one reason that it just came to my mind, is the reason that drawing helps in one way easier because it's just extra time having a pen in their hand?
Basically, that's exactly it. It's purely practice of learning how to use a tool. A bit like learning to use a knife and fork, learning to use scissors, learning to use your, you know, woodwork tools. It all comes to practice. And drawing is a really easy way to get kids to practice holding and using a pencil without the pressures of writing. It's a real freedom. There's no constraints. There's no right and wrong to drawing. No correct way to form a circle. It's just about getting them used to actually having a go and using these tools and finding out strategies that work well for them. And so that's always the first point of call with kids, is how much drawing and how much writing, especially the younger ones. It's a bit tougher when we get to the older kids, because by the time we, you know, we hit grade two, they've already had 2 years of writing with an inefficient pencil grip. And that's where it becomes a little bit trickier. And for those kids, I really recommend you get an OT involved, because one, we need to find out why they haven't progressed to something that's more functional. Is there some underlying reasons that we're just not quite sure about? Or is it simply something that they've just never been shown how to do? As adults, we write and draw all the time. So it's so natural that we almost expect kids just to pick it up. I'm to blame as well, just as much as all parents. We just naturally do that. And so some kids have never been shown. So sometimes it can be literally teaching them. And there's a great little song that I've taught some younger kids to sing. I'm no singer, and what we'll do is we'll send you a link to a YouTube clip with it, sure, with the podcast. But the simple words are, my thumb is bent, pointer points to the tip, middle finger uses its side, I tuck my last few fingers in, and I take it for a ride. And so what that does is get kids aware of how to hold the pencil. And I've got kids I taught that in kindergarten that are now in grade four and still recite it to me every time they pick up a pencil, because it's how it became quite a habit to them. So next step can be just sometimes showing them and explaining to them why, that if we don't hold it well, your hand's going to get sore. Occasionally we will use things like pencil grips and that, but I really recommend you speak to an OT about them, because there's so many on the market and one pencil grip is not going to fix every child. Every child is so different. So yeah, you could try them, but I tend to find they end up being projectiles in the classroom or fiddle toys more than actually being used as a tool on their pencil. But other things you can do is just making sure they've got nice strong hands, because the stronger their hands, the easier they can hold their pencil, the pencil grip, and be able to maintain that throughout a writing task. So I tend to find the younger kids we can work well with. And so if we can get it right then, it makes it so much easier. And then the older kids who start to experience pain, we can change that really easily. The other thing you can do is put their work on a slope. So good old slope boards or a leave right folder on the side can work really well, because it changes the position and they have to change their pencil grip. Same with working on a vertical surface. So if we're really trying to work with those middle years of trying to get that pencil grip correct, we can sometimes change the surface, which forces them to try and change how they're holding the pencil.
Yep. So playing knots and crosses on the outdoor blackboard or easel.
Perfect. It's great. Or even on the fence, you know, on the brick wall with sidewalk chalk and wash it off. Try and find some fun ways to do it without just lots of practicing writing over and over can make the world a difference.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just make it fun and part of games, and they won't even
exactly
know. Fantastic. Oh, well, thank you so much. So we are going to put some links in the show notes, and we are also going to put a link to this video so you can see Rebecca with her beautiful hand demonstrating the different pencil grips. So yeah, we'll have a freebie sheet about, you know, what are the different pencil grips and which ones are the better or more functional generally, and which ones to look out for, as well as the video link and a link to that song that you are mentioning. Fantastic. So, yeah, this month is a handwriting month on the podcast. So we will chat with you next week. Thank you, Rebecca.
Sounds great. See you then. Bye.
Thank you for joining me on the Live Skills for Kids podcast, providing you with superstar parenting tips and empowering you to be the rock in your child's life. Do you have an anxious child and feel overwhelmed and unsure how to help them? Check out my book, Teaching Kids to Manage Anxiety, Superstar Practical Strategies, to help your anxious child move from fear and worry to confidence and peace. See you next time.